So you can pass it around when you give individual presentations later, but you just plug it into the back of the computer like that. And then you hit function F8, it says CRT LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see that the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
Ooh.
So okay, or
I don't know that much.
I don't know if it is.
I think it would be better actually here, sort of.
Like,
is that alright?
yeah,
or yeah, there would be good. Okay, we're free to start.
How do we start? Does anybody know?
Whatever one you start. You have the agenda presentation, so you're just that's obviously agenda presentations are what you'll sort of that's what you'll structure the meeting around.
So that's this.
We saved it in your
oh, okay. Right.
Are we free to take notes?
Yeah, you can take notes whenever you want throughout the thing.
Look for this yet.
Oh.
I haven't looked at it, but let's just start it off and we'll see what happens. If you're all ready. Okay, let's see the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, trendy, and it's user friendly. Project method. Functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Detailed design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favourite animal and sum up their favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go
first? So are we supposed to bring the little things for you?
Yeah, why don't you just click on do you have a belt?
Clip them back to you.
Oh, I'll put them in your pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my favourite animal.
Yeah, what's your favourite animal?
Ah.
Is it rude?
It's an elephant.
That's a very good elephant.
The back end of an elephant.
Oh my gosh. I'm never going to be able to draw that well.
Okay, and you want to write up on there, so you're going to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You say that it never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay. Wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the wipe and wipe off?
Okay.
aesthetics designer. Do you want to go next?
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite area. Let's see. I don't know if any of you have seen Napoleon Dynamite before. It's a lager.
A what?
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Alright.
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
It's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is it's pretty much the awesomest. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done.
Great. Me?
Yeah. Miss Marketing. Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks. That's a brave pretty cat.
It also has what? A big fat body and long tail.
Okay, so do you wanna do some do you wanna just write some words about it?
Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly, usually. And they're healing well, they heal, and they can feel when a human's
wow.
problems. So
they're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done.
Obviously can't draw off the topic. yeah. Facts, no. It's just this is
buried up.
No.
not a squirrel.
That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
Not bad, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, well you got it. It's
page.
Okay, put it at 5 inches. Setting price €25. If it aim 50 million euros.
Okay, internationally sold.
Yeah. Production costs alright, it's got
alright.
Can't cost any more than €12.50 to make. Experience with control. So I talk about who
A huge block, ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes.
At
11:15.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean, the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean, if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for...
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion, like, right now, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one, maybe.
Okay. All right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, good body.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Do you want it big? Do you want it small?
Medium.
Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player or something like that. But at the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah. Now, that's the other thing, it's just got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much? I mean, how much do we have per? How much?
50.
It can't be more than 1250 per unit.
Per unit, yeah.
Cost.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget or?
Well, at the moment,
what we're
doing at the moment is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
Yeah.
I think we have like one that comes out. Like, so you have one in like.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And you have another one and you slide it out. So
okay.
It slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's
into
a lot.
One. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one, basically.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
So you just split them out.
Okay.
Have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff, and then on the other side a remote control that would be very very simple with just the channel program plus and minus, and then just the mute button, for example. Like keep it really really simple on one side, and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
I'm not sure.
Or grandma as well, you know. Like,
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you.
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Like or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That'd be cool. I was thinking.
Flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got the basic buttons on the outside, maybe.
Mm.
We've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking off.
Okay.
Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual. I mean, what was stage one was technical functions, design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the user interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV. I mean,
yeah,
be able to operate DVD players, things like that.
I think we should also have a backup plan of. I just think that it might be expensive to make something that. I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything.
Yeah.
We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking, bearing in mind, we have to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be.
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic,
yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What'll
make it interesting for people to buy though?
Something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for touchy buttons. For
sort of find a niche for a remote, like market it to a certain.
Yeah.
Kind of
or just one that looks really fucking cool.
Rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be all day talking about let's do that.
Because at the end of the day, if it says just TV remote, it doesn't say combination
yeah.
of all.
I mean, obviously, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything in one, but.
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this, well, I did anyway, like, we have 5 or 6 remotes and they'd be lying on the couch. You'd come and sit down and, oh, the television switched on or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button.
Okay,
like a lock function
on it, like, yeah, when you telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people will want it, so make it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so
mm-hmm.
that it's
yeah.
not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels they're not allowed to flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas.
I guess that's...
Let's move on.
That's good for them.
Mm. What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh,
Which is.
Well, these requirements. No marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's user interface designer. That's
me.
That's
okay.
That's you. So you gotta. There you go. You're gonna be the one that's working out what buttons we need.
Right.
Industrial designer, you're the one that, you're going to be working out the kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's what goes into the box, somehow.
How it works.
And marketing.
Most requirements, basically. So what the user requires.
Yeah,
if
what?
Kind of
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does
I
seem
guess.
Like
you
our
two
responsibilities to.
You two are going to be just, I think, just double,
yeah.
Working together. You're the one that's got to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
Alright, see you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do you take me off? I don't.